Blog Talk Radio.
Made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, July the 11th, 2021. Now, I am the woman of God of this assembly. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. But as always, I am joined by a very beautiful and anointed family. in the persons of Minister Gladys, hallelujah, Minister Tina, Apostle Zeta, Apostle Edwin, Prophetess Kathleen, and Mother Shirley. Hallelujah. We are all in the house this morning, and we are so glad that all of you are here with us today. We praise God that we are able to come together as a family on this day to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord said, when I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So at this time, we are going to ask Minister Tina to come forth and open us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, praising you, giving you all the glory and thanks for another beautiful day you have made for us to be able to be and come together to worship you and give you all the glory and thank you for all the blessings you've given us, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you bless our service today, bless our messenger who's going to be giving the service, and bless our listeners, Heavenly Father, who are listening. Give them the ears to hear and the hearts to feel your message today, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
may
Lord.
It touch someone who doesn't know you, Heavenly Father. May it give someone the will to want to come to you and be one of your servants and your saints, Heavenly Father. We just thank you so much for the Spirit Alive ministry and all of our family, near and far, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for this beautiful day, being able to praise and worship you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But then I heard you say go and tell.
Oh, hallelujah. What are you willing to give up for the sake of the call? It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every week we are blessed to have the mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come and read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So please, my brothers and sisters, now give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell as she reads.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading is entitled, Let God Love You Instead. We're coming from 1 John 4 and 10. The powerful lesson reads as follows. We're starting in verse 10, and it says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now, you have to love God more. We hear that all the time. You must have more passion for God. You have probably heard this type of preaching and may have even tried your best to love God, only to fail miserably. But what is the true definition of love? Let the Bible define it for us. It says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us." Yes, it is not about our love for him, but his love for us. Now, Pastor Prince, the Bible says, some people have said to him, that you must love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. He says that. Yes, that is true according to the law, Deuteronomy 6 and 5. And even Jesus taught that as the great commandment that he walked on earth, Matthew 22, 37. But that was before he died on the cross. At the cross, he became the very fulfillment of this law for us when he loved us with all his heart, soul, and strength by laying down his body and life on the cross for us. Today, we are no longer under the law, but under grace. And grace tells us that God loves us, not that we love God. Yet, we will love him when we see how much he loves us. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You can read about that in Romans 5 and 8. That's how much he loves us. Beloved, God has seen you trying your best to love him. And because he knows, because he loves you, he wants you to sit down and be still and let him love you instead. He wants to love you with all that he is and all that he has. He loves you unconditionally, regardless of who you are or what you have done, because his love is not depending on you, but on himself. He will never stop loving you. So let God love you today. Don't worry about loving him. The more of his love you receive, the more you will fall in love with him. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearing, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, God loves you with all that he is and all that he has. Amen.
I'm gifted for my purpose. I am gifted. Gifted for your plan. Everybody say, I am gifted. Say.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. We are gifted for our purpose. Thank you, Jesus. It is now, once again, prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is simply a time when we come together as a family, standing in the gap, lifting up our petitions and our supplications on behalf of our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is a time when we just come and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in prayer as he will, because we believe what the word of God says, where it is recorded. If I abide in you, and you abide in me, and I abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So here we pray expecting God to move. We pray believing that God can and God will. We pray knowing that as his children, when we pray to him, he has heard us. So right now, I want you to completely empty yourself of self and allow the Holy Spirit to step into you as we now go to prayer with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going into prayer, and we're going into prayer expecting a mighty move of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us all come to the throne of grace this morning with our hearts and heads bowed to our Father. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord, with our petitions this morning. We come to you trusting you, believing you, having faith in you, knowing who you are and knowing what you will do. We know that every promise that you have made is yes and amen. And so we trust you. So we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know our situation right now, globally, all across the nation, all across the world. Hallelujah. So we lift up nations this morning in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, for peace, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We pray for peace among us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch, that you would move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you would bring your people together. Hallelujah. To solve the situations that are going on all across the nation. In Jesus' name, we speak peace. Hallelujah. Peace in Haiti, in the name of Jesus, where their president was assassinated. We pray
for
the
Lord.
People, hallelujah. We pray for those that are there that have no hope. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Many yet don't know you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So they don't have any hope this morning. We pray, Lord, that that you will allow them to know who you are. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, and to realize that they have hope in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the unrest in this country.
Yes,
right now.
Lord. Yes,
we
Jesus.
We pray, God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that you will move all across, hallelujah, this third world country, in Jesus' name, that you will bring things together for your people, in Jesus' name. We pray for those there that have been in Haiti many years, hallelujah, doing a mission work and working hard, hallelujah. We pray for them, Lord, that your hand of protection would be upon them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you will still continue to use them even in an unrest situation. And so we just trust you, God, for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up the country of Libya, hallelujah, where it's already a country of crime and unsafety.
Yes, yes, Lord.
There is an outbreak now with COVID. And so we pray,
yes,
Lord, that you would move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are attempting to escape from that country. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for your hand of protection upon them in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for those that that have been healed through COVID, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, turn your people towards you in the name,
yes,
of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let them not forget, hallelujah, that it was you, hallelujah, that it was you that moved, that it was you that stepped,
yes,
in, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we pray for those that are in prison. We pray,
yes,
that you will remember them, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, many have already stayed their time, and we pray, Lord, that you would release them in the name of Jesus, that you will release them, hallelujah, under your care, under your guidance, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that many will turn towards you and serve you in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it, Lord, hallelujah. We know that you will. Praise your holy name. And Lord, we just lift up people that are yet being abused in all kinds of ways and kidnapping and all of these things, Lord. They need your help. In the name of Jesus, oh, let them be
my
drawn
Lord, my
to
Lord.
God. In Jesus'
touch
name.
Jesus.
In the name,
yes,
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, that you would lift up other leaders, hallelujah, with,
yes,
concern,
Lord,
and care, hallelujah, about your people, that they would move,
yes,
in a passionate way, that they will show forth their love in Jesus',
yes,
name. Because we know, hallelujah, that people are drawn by your love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That they can,
yes,
feel it in,
hallelujah,
us.
Thank
they can,
you, Lord,
feel it in us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. They will be compelled to come to you, God. Hallelujah. They will be drawn to you. Hallelujah. So use us, Lord. Continue to use us in a great way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless,
Lord,
us to do the greater works that you said,
yes,
we would do.
Jesus.
Bless us, Lord, that we will be bold and courageous and not be afraid of what we cannot do. Hallelujah. But to know that you have called us and we can do what you called us to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let there be healings and miracles. Hallelujah. All around us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
In the name
of
Jesus.
To be a part of that, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why you, hallelujah, you drew us unto you, God. And hallelujah. That's why you,
yes,
shaped us and molded us. Hallelujah. So now we pray, Lord, that we will walk worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Vocation, in the positions that you have set us in, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That there will be nothing stopping us, God. Hallelujah. That we will move, hallelujah, by your spirit. Hallelujah. And operate,
yes,
in your power. Oh, God, let it be so in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And we just thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
We lift up those that are in the hospitals. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we lift,
Lord,
up those that are hurting. We lift up those,
yes,
that are in pain. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord,
let there be hope. Let them see the hope in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless your people. Hallelujah.
Yes,
those,
Lord,
that are, that have gotten saved, the new believers. We pray that there will be,
yes,
a stirring,
Lord,
in them, God.
Strengthen,
in Jesus'
God.
Name, that they will be eager to tell others about you and what you did,
yes,
for them.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Let your testimonies flow out, God, in,
yes,
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we just praise you for it. Hallelujah. We pray that you would continue to move in the political area, Lord. It's,
yes,
far,
Lord,
out of hand. Hallelujah. And we pray that you would move there in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of your people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Oh, God, do it in Jesus' name. Bless the young people. Bless the children.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord, move in the youth groups, in the youth programs.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that we will not lose our young people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the foolishness of Satan in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray that you will save souls everywhere in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Those in our own families. Hallelujah.
Yes,
help them
Lord.
To see you and us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us
yes.
go forth, Lord. Hallelujah. In your characteristics, God. Hallelujah. That they will see. Hallelujah. That your true people, your true leaders, those that, hallelujah, are saying that they know you, that they are believers. Hallelujah. Allow the unsaved people to see you in us, God. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you would move in the ministries and in the churches.
Yes,
that you
Lord.
Would straighten
yes,
up things.
Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would move in the crookedness. Hallelujah. That you
yes.
would straighten out some things. Oh, God, in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. That you will deal with those, hallelujah, that are not righteous. Hallelujah. Those that are leading the sheep astray. We ask,
Lord,
Lord. That you would move. In Jesus' name.
In a mighty
hallelujah,
way.
Hallelujah. He would put a stop to it, God. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Have your
Shut
way,
it
God.
Down.
Have your way. Hallelujah. In
yes.
the name of Jesus. Have your way in us, God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Move
yes.
in us, hallelujah. In a mighty way, God. In a powerful way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is serious business. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
it
have
is.
No time
yes, it
to
is.
Waste. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The time is now. Hallelujah.
Right
oh,
now.
God, we know that the harvest is ripe and your labors are few. Hallelujah. So today we call forth your labors. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Stand and take hold. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We
Amen.
We will be your hands and your feet. We will be your
yes.
mouthpiece. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
We might see a difference in Jesus' name. We know that prayer changes things. We know
yes.
that it is vital. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that we need
Thank
to pray.
You, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, everywhere and about everything. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
That we might
Amen.
Put our trust in you to the
in
point,
you.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that we can go to you and say, Lord, which way do I go? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lead us, God. In Jesus' name, and we just thank you. We pray for open doors. We pray for breakthroughs. Hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, for those, Lord, that are ailing among us. Hallelujah. Our families, our friends. Hallelujah. Other ministers, God, we pray.
Amen.
We
thank you, Jesus.
This morning.
You
we pray
them
your
up, God.
Protection upon us, Lord.
Yes.
That we would be protected
Amen.
From the evil one. Hallelujah. That we will go forth, hallelujah, with our whole armor on. That we will utilize the strategies that you have given us, God. Hallelujah. That Satan will not have a foothold. Hallelujah. In our business, in your business,
Amen.
In our homes. Hallelujah. In that that
Thank
you have
you,
given
Jesus.
Us, Lord. Hallelujah.
The blood, Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen. Help us, Lord, to take back
Move,
with
Spirit
Satan
of God.
Has
Move,
us
Spirit
from
of God.
Hallelujah.
Move,
in the
Spirit
name
of God.
Of Jesus.
Please,
in the name
Move, Spirit
of Jesus.
Of God.
We speak restoration, God, this morning in Jesus' name, in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you,
yes.
Lord. We thank you for your Spirit
thank you, Lord.
Flowing in us and through us and across
yes,
the
Lord.
Nation, Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in all of these areas, Lord, hallelujah, where your help is needed, God. Help us to go. Help us to send. Help us to be, hallelujah,
yes,
in our
Lord.
Position.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in
yes,
all time,
amen.
In Jesus' name. And we thank
yes.
you for it. We praise you, God, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the
Amen.
Miracles that are being wrought. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you for those that are being healed in Jesus' name. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We pray, hallelujah, for healthy ministries in the name of Jesus. Healthy
yes,
churches
Jesus.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Father.
Name. Healthy
Spirit
leaders
of God.
In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, bless her and her own in Jesus' name, her
yes.
family, her mother. Hallelujah,
you,
in the name of Jesus. And we pray
thank
that
you
would have
Jesus.
Your way, hallelujah, as you have already
yes,
in this
Lord.
Service. Hallelujah, that the word
hallelujah,
will come
Jesus.
Forth and bless
hallelujah,
the listeners
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now get to look good on you.
You were born with a grace.
Now get to look good on you.
That grace is your gift.
Now get to look good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
Now get to look good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
Try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed
to
make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating.
Yes.
It's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
For the gift
offer it up.
For the gift it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the kingdom. The gift it looks good on you.
Your gift?
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you. Alright, close it up now. You wear it?
You wear it well. You wear it well.
God is great.
God has graced you. And you wear it well.
Everybody in my head, come on.
You wear it well.
You wear it. Yeah.
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 It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Say it again.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you.
Good,
and you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced
yeah.
you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
Good attitude.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Soprano wear.
You.
You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
The gift, it looks good. And you wear it well.
God has graced you. Sing the praise.
God has graced you.
Come on.
Yeah. And you
take
wear
it out.
It well.
That's your grace. Say it. Come on, everybody. Put your hands.
Ooh.
Look at somebody say, operate in your grace. You're operating your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you.
You wear it.
Honor it.
Well.
Take it up. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
The gift, it looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
Hallelujah and glory to God. Your gift looks good on you. Glory. It is now time for this morning's message. So please retrieve your Bibles, because our text today will be coming from the book of Jeremiah, very first chapter, verses 4 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Now, if you are listening via your computers, you are more than welcome to go to BibleGateway.com, type in Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10, and it will bring up the scripture for you. But while you're looking, let me have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come once again to your throne of grace, just thanking you for being my Father. And I, your humble servant, Father, I ask that you completely empty me of self and step into my body of clay so that your people will hear a word, Lord, that will edify them, that will encourage them, that will strengthen them to live a more abundant life in you. Lord, allow me to lift you up in a way so that you might draw every man into yourself. Lord, I want to thank you for what you're doing in my life right now and the lives of those that I love. And I just want to say I will forever give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' holy, righteous, matchless, undefeated name. I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Now, saints of God, as I was seeking God's direction for my next sermon series, I was sitting there and something said, look back. Just simply look back and follow the natural progression of the previous month's series. So I said, okay. So keeping that in mind, if we know that God is our Father, and if we know that we are in sonship with God our Father, then the natural progression should be we know that we are this for a purpose. So for the next couple of Sundays, I would like to share some things about our purpose, as recorded in the first chapter of Jeremiah, verses 4 through 10, because Jeremiah was most definitely created for a purpose. And just like Jeremiah, God created us for a purpose. And he stands with us in our purpose as he equips us to do our purpose. Oh, hallelujah. How awesome is that? We are undeniably called by God to create change in the lives of people around us and those that we are connected to, because we have been spiritually and naturally gifted by God to meet people's needs. And we have been supernaturally positioned by God to participate in his church. Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, where the word of God reads as follows. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord saith unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. So from our text, we can see that God immediately revealed his purpose for Jeremiah. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if God would do the same thing for all of us today? Well, believe it or not, he still does. We just have to be listening for his voice and to his directions. Now, through my mother, who always keeps before me the fact that I can do anything that I set my mind to do, and the encouraging, uplifting words from my theater and speech teachers, along with the sudden slowdown from being hit by a car, God was steadily revealing his purpose for me. But catch this, saints. I had been in church for years. I had been teaching Sunday school and singing in the choir, understanding the impact of every word I was singing. But when God began to reveal his true purpose for me, I didn't want to listen. I didn't want to hear it. What I wanted to do was give excuses for why I would not be a great candidate to be called and sent. But here I am, over 33 years later, still proclaiming his gospel. But now, since I don't want any of you to go through this in your relationship with the Lord, I have a question that will not only grab your attention, but it should keep you on your toes for the rest of your life. And that question is, in eternity, where will you be sitting? Will you be sitting in the smoking or the non-smoking section? Now, you can't get more direct than that. Because what I'm saying is that if we're in a sonship with God, we don't always want to listen. Oh, but listen we must. Because if we don't, we'll be subject to Hebrews 9:27. It says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Beloved, we're here now. We're alive now. And we need to know and understand that God has a purpose for each and every last one of us. Now, I know some of us think, well, I can't go out and evangelize the world like Paul did. But that may or may not be God's plan for you. Also, we need to remember that God's plan doesn't have to be anything that we may think of as a desirable plan. How about that? What if God's plan is simply for you to be his child? Now, I know that sounds really simple, but stop and think about it. Think about the millions, if not billions, of people throughout time that was not, who are not, and may never be a child of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 10 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Will you be sitting in the smoking or non-smoking section? As God spoke to Jeremiah, he said he had a plan for him before he was formed in his mother's womb. Now, just think of the impact on all of us when God tells us the same thing, but his plan for us is to simply be his child. What if God simply said to us, my plan for you before I formed you in your mother's womb was for you to be my beloved child, to allow me to equip you, to work through you so that my glory may shine forth from you. So to the unsaved, I ask you today, can you possibly afford to reject God's plan? To the saved, I ask, are you listening as God reveals his plan to you. Now, those are two very deep theological questions that on all levels can just simply boggle your mind. Oh, but praise Jesus, we're not being asked to evaluate the questions. We're simply asked to give an answer. Hallelujah. Would you reject being God's child when what he desires of all mankind is just as he says in Micah 6:8? Let me read it to you. It says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You see, in the creation of mankind, God placed the option before us to do good or to do bad. The choice was made to do bad because they don't trust the Lord. But if we are to serve God his way, we must trust God through our faith and trust in his only begotten Son, King Jesus. Because when we trust God, we allow him to direct our steps. We allow him to cultivate our skills so that we may be used his way, so that we may do what our Father God wants us to do and operate the way he wants us to operate. So now let's look back at the theme of our message for today. What is my purpose? Let me put it to you like this. To us, the creation in the mind of God is like a lot like the first picture of an ultrasound of your child. You know how we lovingly and eagerly can't wait for the child to be ours. Now, I know that sounds out of sorts, knowing that God is all omniscient and everything, but there is a conception period before we are conceived. God knows us because he created us, but then he doesn't know us. Listen closely to these words in Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, God has created us all for a purpose. And that is simply to be his. He wants us to simply be in a loving relationship with him as our Father. Imagine this. Just think about a masterful painter who creates a beautiful painting. But throughout the years, many have come along and they have altered his work. Then one day when the painter returns to see his work, it's totally unrecognizable to him. He then says, this isn't my painting. I didn't draw this. I never knew this. But see, what I need you to know and understand, that this is exactly what is taking place every day after we are conceived in Christ Jesus. You see, what happens is the devil is marking God's creation. He is doing his level best to make us his own. He is marring what God fearfully and wonderfully made so that one day God will say, this isn't mine. I didn't create this. That's why we have to trust him. That's why we can't lean to our own understanding. That's how come we have to allow Jesus to be our righteousness, and our righteousness is him. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1, verses 9 through 12. Word of God reads, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul was talking to Timothy. And Paul told Timothy that God had redeemed him because it was God's plan. Paul made it clear that it wasn't for his purpose or because of anything that he had done, but it was because of God and his wonderful grace and mercy and his purpose that he had been redeemed. Paul was redeemed because God wanted him for a son. And God still has that same desire for every person that can receive his word and is willing to receive his word today. Now, what we can find from scripture that once the conception took place for Paul, step by step, Paul made his way to Rome and to every other place that God put in his heart. Now, although Paul's circumstances and living situations would change quite often, the one thing that never changed, he let everybody know he was now a child of God. And he also let them know that God's voice was the only voice he was about to listen to as he now lived his life. Hallelujah. So this morning, I would like to close with a letter from our Heavenly Father God. It comes straight from scriptures, and it has been arranged in a letter for us to hear. It is entitled, My Child. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise. I am familiar with all your ways. Psalm 139:1-3. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. Matthew 10:29-31. For you were made in my image. Genesis 1:27. In me you live and move and have your being, Acts 17:28. For you are my offspring. I knew you before you were conceived, Jeremiah 1:4-5. And I chose you when I planned creation, Ephesians 11-12. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. Psalm 139:15-16. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. Acts 17:26. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. Psalm 139:13-14. And I brought you forth on the day you were born. Psalm 71:6. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. John 8:41-44. Because I am not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of love. 1 John 4:16. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you. Simply because you are my child and I am your father. 1 John 3:1. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. Matthew 7:11. For I am the perfect father. Matthew 5:48. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. James 1:17. For I am your provider and I meet your needs. Matthew 6:31-33. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, Jeremiah 29:11. because I love you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, Psalm 139:17-18. And I rejoice over you with singing, Zephaniah 3:17. I will never stop doing good to you, Jeremiah 32:40. You are my treasured possession, Exodus 19:5. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, Jeremiah 32:41. And I want to show you great and marvelous things, Jeremiah 33:3. If you ask me with all your heart, you will find me, Deuteronomy 4:29. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37:4. For it is I who gave you those desires, Philippians 2:13. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, Ephesians 3:20. For I am your greatest encourager, 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. I am also the Father who comforts you in your troubles, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you, Psalms 34:18. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart, Isaiah 4:11. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, Revelation 21:3-4. And I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus, John 17:23. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed, John 17:26. He is the exact representation of my being, Hebrews 1:3, because he came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, Romans 8:31. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled, 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you, 1 John 4:10. Because I gave up everything that I love, that I might gain your love, Romans 8:31-32. Now, if you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, 1 John 2:23. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again, Romans 8:38-39. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen, Luke 15:7. Because I have been Father, and I will always be Father, Ephesians 3:14-15. My question is, will you be my child? John 1:12-13. I am waiting for you. Luke 15:11-32. Love your Father, God. Ha. Now, each line of this letter was penned for God's children. And God's children are only those who believe that the Father has written what the Father has written for them. So here's the question. Do you believe? Are you ready to be still and know that Jesus is God? Are you ready to stop striving in your own power and start resting in his love? Listen, all you have to do is rest in his finished work and believe that his power, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, will work through you and his love will flow from you. Philippians 1:6 says, be in confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I came to tell somebody today, find your peace in Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on him and your heart devoted to him. Then his love will be unleashed in your soul, and it will ignite a fuel, God-honoring thoughts, words and deeds that will result in the love and service for God and to your neighbor. It will bring honor and glory and pleasure to Father God. He desires to work through us to glorify his name. We need to surrender. We need to bow down. We need to give it up for the call. Hallelujah. We need to be willing to sacrifice it all for the call.
Glory.
We need to use every gift, every talent, everything that God has given us to glorify him with it. And then we should tell everybody that we know. So that when people see us, they will glorify Jesus in heaven. Let our gifts look good on us. And let me tell you something else. When God gives you a purpose, you better know that that purpose will be fulfilled. Let me tell you something. There ain't no sickness. There is no death. There is no nothing that's going to stop God's plan for you and his purpose for your life. We don't serve an old never mind God, okay? If God gives you a purpose, he sets it down in your spirit, he is going to bring it to fruition. I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care what people are talking about. I don't care what it looked like. God said, if you my child and you're walking according to my ways, and you're living according to how I want you to live, when people can look at you and see my DNA all over you, you are blessed, my child. He said, a new commandment I have given you. Love one another as I have first loved you. And by this, they will know that you are my disciple. If you don't have no other purpose in this world, your purpose is to be a child of God and to spread his love and to do it expeditiously everywhere you go. Hallelujah. So I praise God this morning that I know my purpose and I'm willing to do whatever God tells me to do in order to fulfill his purpose. And I pray that someone that's under the sound of my voice this morning will do the same. I pray that you were blessed by this message, and I just want to give God the glory. So right now, I'm going to call my sister, Minister Tina Forth, and I'm going to ask her to extend to anyone an invitation to come into relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then she's going to pray for you. Minister Gladys, come forth.
Thank you and good morning. Good morning. I'd just like to pray this prayer of salvation with you, which is a mighty powerful prayer for covenant, for a relationship with God. It's a very simple prayer, and it's basically to help you with your walk of life. You know, we are all sinners, and we have all fallen short of the grace of God. But we have to believe that he died and rose again for our sin, so that we can turn from our sinful ways and live in a life of abundance with him and look to him for all things. And it's just as simple as asking God to come into your life to guide you and lead you. And also, you have to be a willing participant to accept his will and his way. To lay down that old man and rise again. And
amen.
It's basically asking him to come into our lives and to sup with us, to take over, to abide in him, and he is in us, and to ask him to bless us and to forgive us. All his benefits that he has for us, you know, each day we are loaded with God,
yes,
who heals from disease and iniquities and devastation of our lives, you know.
Yes,
who,
hallelujah.
With loving kindness and tender mercies, and guides us throughout the day, protects and provides for us each
day. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
To our life, you know, to come into our life, to be with us, you know.
Yes.
God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for I am a sinner. I have fallen short of your grace, Lord. I'm asking you to come into my life and take full control of my life, Lord. Crown me from the soles of my head, from the soles of my feet to the crown of my head, Father God, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Keep me, Father God, Lord. Lord, mold me into what you want me to be, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
And let me know what my purpose is here on this day.
Yes, Jesus. That's good.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, let me be one of the first people to welcome you to the family of God, because if you prayed that prayer, you are now a part of God's family with all rights and privileges. Hallelujah. It is so wonderful that in the kingdom of God, you don't have to work your way up to privileges and benefits. Hallelujah. You just have to accept them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, we are still going. We have some time, and we're still going to hear from the servant leaders here today, because they will also probably have a nugget to give you on purpose. So right now, I'm going to go first down to our family down in Arizona. Hallelujah. We're going to go down to the Holloway camp. If you are in the Arizona area and you are on Facebook, you might want to reach out to the Holloways and see what they've got going on down, what kind of kingdom work they've got going on down there. So good morning to you, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway.
Good morning. Good morning. We just praise the Lord for that message. It was such of what Apostle and I were talking about last night, our purpose, our gifts and calling. And this was a wonderful message to really stir us up that each one of us has a gift and a purpose in the kingdom of God. Each kingdom, when we speak of kingdom work, every person doesn't have the same work to do. It's different, different work, different. Our purpose in life, and it is to help someone else and to meet the needs of someone else.
Yes.
And also, as I looked at the message, and Bishop said something about finding peace in Jesus.
Yes.
The only place we find peace is in Jesus.
Yes.
And so God wants to use our gifts and talents. If you don't know what they are, just go to Seeking God, read the Word.
That's right.
Continue to get close to Jesus. And he will let you know what your gift and talent is, when most of the time it's what we love to do, and God will refine that gift in us. So, Bishop, thank you for the beautiful message. Right on point.
Amen.
And here's
Amen.
The apostle.
Amen.
Well, we give God praise. Tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good. And, yes, he gives us talents, gifts and talents, that we might be used for the kingdom.
Yes.
Every one of us have a purpose. We're in the body. Okay,
yes.
There's a head and there's the body. And we
yes.
all have a function in the in the kingdom, on the body.
Yes.
The hand scratches the head, the hand scratches the foot, the feet carry the body.
Yes.
We all have our
all
purpose. Everybody's purpose is not the same, but it's all for the kingdom, to cause the kingdom to operate. We thank God for the word this morning. It was rich. God, when he puts us in a place and has a purpose for us, you can believe that God is going to, he's going to grow. He's going to cause you to grow. He's going to cause you to move into that place. He gives you a ministry. Don't worry about what is going to, God has a purpose for that ministry, and he's going to bankroll that ministry. He's going to do what he needs to do to get you to the place of your purpose. So don't worry about a thing. Just know that all things are working together for your good. You have to, it's called process.
Yes.
Process.
Amen.
You go through the process to get
to Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That purpose. So we give God praise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Minister Tina, come on in the room, and you will be followed by Minister Anthony. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that message today, Bishop. That was a beautiful message about purpose and what God puts upon our heart. Sometimes we don't even realize what the purpose is. Sometimes we are given the gift of, maybe we have a good voice, maybe we know how to play an instrument, maybe we know how to just talk to people. Sometimes we don't even realize what our gift is. But as Apostle Holloway said, Prophetess Holloway said, that it is given with us within, and we don't have to be perfect at it necessarily, right? But just doing it in the name of Jesus and teaching
love,
people about the Lord and showing others God's grace through how we behave or how we act with our purpose and our gifts that he's given us without boasting about it or trying to be too proud about it, but just being sincere and with love. Because in the end, Jesus is love, and our gifts are given because he loves us. So giving to others is loving the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good right there. That was rich. That was all right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Minister, my brother, Minister Anthony, come on in the room.
Thank you, Bishop, and thank you, everybody. It's been a blessing to listen up and learn and grow once again in the Word. Learning about purpose. Some of us are learning about purpose through gifts, and some of us are learning about our purpose here through the gifts and other changes. But you know, for me, I'm speaking for me from what you said and shared. It's like having a purpose, sometimes not even knowing exactly what that purpose is. The gifts may be there, so I can sing or I can cook or I can talk or whatever, but sometimes it's only like a sentence out of his purpose, which is a book, one huge book, and having to figure out where to go from there and then realize it's not about where I think I need to go, but where he wants me to go.
Is
in the Word, he says, he says, take this step. And it's like, you know, he says, go to this place. He didn't say what to do once you arrived. Got to get there first. So that's a constant in my life, to be honest with you. He'll tell me to go to this place, or sometimes he won't even tell me. It'll be more like Jonah and just put me there. And then whatever is next, I have to wait for his instructions. And that's what we have to be patient, and we have to trust him. And someone just said, trust him through the process. We have to. This walk will not always be comfortable. It won't always be easy. His purpose being fulfilled in our lives is not guaranteed that we'll know all of it or be aware of all of it, but as long as we know it's where he wants us because we're being obedient, then that we have to rest in that. And I say that is in words of encouragement, because again, we like things to be a certain way. Our flesh really wants things to be comfortable and easy and as easy as possible, but That's just not how life works. Our Savior, Jesus, walked this earth, and he didn't walk a gravy life. He faced persecution. He faced challenges and pains and betrayal and, of course, the great suffering he endured that we can't imagine. But he did it, and he set the ultimate example for us to follow. So with that purpose, it's about getting back to Father's will, because that is the purpose here. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Mother Mitchell.
Amen. Bishop, I love, absolutely love this message and the letter from God to us, because it has so many things we need to know that will help us to know our purpose. I'm going to make this short and sweet. And I'm going to address this to all, but especially to the young people or any young converts that we have. If you don't know and you're sitting there thinking, well, with all that said, I still don't know what my purpose is. When you get down on your knees and bow your heart to the Lord, he will tell you. He wants you to know what his purpose is for you. And if you ask him, he will tell you. I so love this message. It's one of the letter that has the letter of God to us in it, and it's especially for me. And thank you, Bishop, so much. Beautiful, beautiful message.
God bless you, Mother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. All right. All right. All right. Praise him. All right, Apostle Zeta Flowers.
Amen. That was a beautiful message. A very encouraging message, letting people know how God himself really feels about us and how he loves us, how he formed us, how he called us and gave us purpose. It is just absolutely beautiful. And I anybody listening shouldn't have missed this one. it was good.
God bless you.
Very encouraging. And all the comments were blessed,
beautiful,
and encouraging as well. So
amen.
That lets us know that somebody heard it and somebody got something out of the message.
Amen.
And, so that's
amen.
That's what it's all about, is that when the word goes out, that it touches, it encourages, it feels, and it moves people.
Yes, ma'am.
To go on and do what God has called them to do. And that's what I heard in this message today. So,
praise God.
Whatever it is God has called you to, whatever your purpose is, walk in it. Walk in
Hallelujah.
That calling. Walk,
yes, ma'am.
Perform the talents that he has given you for his sake.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, that's what it's all about as well, that that we honor him in everything that we do.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
That's good.
And that he receives the glory. We're his instruments.
Yes.
We're his vessels. And
he
uses us to get it out to where it's going to bless somebody and touch and encourage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
I got out
Thank
of
you,
me.
Apostle.
So glad.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You're
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah. Beautiful comments. Beautiful comments. Now, Sister Gladys, you fulfilled your assignment, but now I'm going to ask you to come back in with your comments, my sister. Minister Gladys.
Giving all the praise
there you go.
And all the glory. The message was really beautiful this morning, really heartfelt. I really loved it, giving us instructions, Mother Mitchell, letting us know exactly the ones that are unsure of their purpose, letting us know exactly how to go about and finding out what your purpose is from God. Beautiful, beautiful the word was. I just thank God. I thank God for this ministry. Thank you, Bishop Cook. Thank you so
you
much.
You all, thank you. I'm so grateful to God for each and every one of the family members here. They are all anointed servant leaders in their own right. They all have their own gifts and talents and ministries that God has placed down in them, and they are all active. Hallelujah. I know Apostle Zeta is Flowers is very active in Oakland. She is doing what God called her to do. She is blessing our God's most precious gifts, our children. And also, she is blessing those that are truly hurting through her domestic violence programs. And also, she works with those who advocate for those who are trafficked or abused in any kind, exploited in any kind of way. So she is on the battlefield every day of the week. She is a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. So we are just praising God for her. Also, the Holloways, as I said earlier, they're down in Arizona. We know for a fact that they are prayer warriors. We know that God, they have told us God has given them a vision. And as they begin to, as they go through the process, we just want to continue to pray them through. Hallelujah, and trust and believe God for them. We know that I know that Minister Tina also has a love for those who are for the those that are hurting and helpless. So we all, and Mother Mitchell, she has a heart for our young people and for our elderly. So each one of us, all of us have ministries of God and gifts and talents that we use, whether it is to feed people or we know Minister Gladys helps feed people, and she goes about with Apostle Zeta working with her. And you know, it takes a humble person to be able to come alongside someone. And just do what is, and use their gifts and talents as necessary without, you know, without needing to be on a program, without needing to be shouted out all the time, without needing to, you know, you don't have to have appreciation for them. You just have to, you know, as long as you're loving them and letting them know that they're a blessing to you, they're here to do the work of the kingdom. And that's all that matters. I don't care who gets the credit, as long as God gets the all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because, see, I'm one of those leaders that are really of a mindset that it really is not about us. It's all about Him. And if it ain't if it's not all about Him, you should make it all about Him today. Whatever's going on in you that causes God not to be first in your life, you need to get rid of it today.
Amen.
Today. Okay? Because it is all about Him. It's about us. It's about being available to Him. It's about serving His purpose. And now His purpose might not always be glamorous. He might not call you to be a big-time evangelist that goes all around the world. He might not call you to be all up on TV. He might not call you to always be up in front of people all the time. He might just call you to quietly serve food in the back room somewhere. He might just quietly call you to smile at people and show them that they're not invisible to Him. He might just call you to speak a quiet word to some young person that, hey, that you will literally save their life because they thought nobody saw them.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stop looking for God. Oh, God, I'm waiting for God to show me my purpose. Your purpose is to love. Whatever that looks like, which love. However that needs to look like in that moment, we're supposed to love. We're supposed to love. Because when we lead with love, we will not fail. Because God is love. And God can do all things but two things, and that is lie and fail. He ain't going to do neither one.
No.
Amen.
He's not going to do either one. So we better know and believe it's all about Him. And every, you know, because if you don't use your gifts and talents for the Lord, you might not get to keep them. Okay? I've seen a whole bunch of people start singing in the church. Sing beautifully in the church. Got out there in that world, start singing that secular music. The next thing you know, they not singing for nobody. Their vocal cords ravished from the alcohol and the smoke-filled bars. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if she would have been keeping her little voice at home and singing in the church on Sunday, she wouldn't have that problem. That's truth. You know, if God gives you the gift of teaching, but you refuse to teach, well, that tells me two things about you. One, you can't learn nothing. And two, you're hard-headed. Either way, I'm going to be praying for you. So we got to be real careful about wanting to see the big, you know, see the big purpose. Oh, the big purpose. I need a big purpose. I need to run centers and things. You need to do what God, we need to do what God tells us to do when he tells us to do it, the way he tells us to do it. Always.
Yeah.
Not just on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but all day, every day, Sunday through Saturday, 24/7, 365, we best to be listening to Jesus. I don't care whether we like what he's saying or not. Okay?
Yeah.
He's still daddy, and we still better listen and obey.
And no sex.
Because we know he knows what's best, he knows what's right, and we don't.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. He is God, and we are not.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
As soon as you know, and as long as we keep that before ourselves, you know, our place as children.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? As his children. And then we stay in our place as his children.
Yeah.
And I guarantee everything is going to be all right.
Yeah.
Now, if there be nothing more, we're going to have Mother Mitchell read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you, my beautiful family of faith.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah. This has been Bishop Shalene Cook with her beautiful family. Hallelujah. Minister Gladys, Minister Tina, Minister Anthony, Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Apostle Edwin, Prophetess Kathleen, Mother Mitchell, and myself. We all want to wish you a beautiful and blessed week. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And we pray that you continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, I want to send out a special invitation to every servant leader, because tomorrow we're going to have part two of When the Shepherd Fails to Protect God's Flock. So we heard Apostle Zeta pray for servant leaders today, and that is why and some of the things she was praying about will be some of the things that we discuss tomorrow. So, again, we love you. God bless you. Go in peace. You are dismissed. From our household to yours, we pray that you be transformed. God bless you until we meet again. Love you, family. God bless you.
Love you, Bishop. And
love you,
Apostle
Zeta. Love you, Apostle Holloway.
Love you all.